You're listening to SBS News.
After years of hurtling forward, China's economy is losing steam. According to July data released this week, consumer spending has slowed, and investment has hit its lowest point in nearly two decades. It's a deepening downturn, Chinese officials, including Liu Aihua from China's National Bureau of Statistics, are doing their best to shrug off.
Local governments have tightened regulations over infrastructure projects since the start of this year. The bar has also been raised for some public-private partnership programs, especially in environmental protection standards. This all contributed to the decline in July's data.
Sputtering growth comes as Beijing braces itself for a drawn-out trade war with the United States. With more tit-for-tat tariffs expected in a few days, China's economic outlook is uncertain. And that has summoned Beijing worried.
The economy is changing. Money isn't worth what it used to be worth.
China has a lot of domestic problems, and it's also suffering from outside pressure.
I'm not optimistic. The government really needs to listen more to the common people. Otherwise, they'll take action.
For now, it's the Communist Party that's taking action. Censors are in overdrive, attempting to silence online talk of a slowing economy, and the Chinese state media have been instructed to avoid the term trade war. In academic circles, some are questioning Beijing's eagerness to go head-to-head with the US in a trade fight. Zhong Wei from Beijing Normal University is one of them.
Most government officials and scholars I know don't think China can win this trade war. It's impossible. China will suffer greater damage because it's more reliant on the US market.
Zhong Wei says China's propaganda machine has projected power the country simply doesn't have.
For the past 3 years, when it comes to the Made in China project, One Belt, One Road project, etc., I think China's propaganda department has been boasting a bit too much.
Confidence in the government was dealt another blow last month after a scandal erupted over tainted vaccines. Even President Xi Jinping's emperor-like status is being questioned. A fierce and rare rebuke of Xi's hardline leadership was published by law professor Xu Zhengrun in late July. His essay called for the overturning of a decision to abolish presidential term limits, saying, "Resulting anxieties have generated something of a nationwide panic." China's government has so far managed to contain any major discontent, but if economic growth cools, that could change. The Communist Party's support is built in part on its ability to deliver annual growth rates of about 7%. A major downturn as a result of a trade war could take the country into uncharted territory. Katrina Yu, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.